Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Marijuana Policy Insider. I'm Russ Belleville, and joining us today for our program, we have Morgan Fox. And Morgan, newly installed into the position, what's the exact title that you're working under now?
Well, I'm the Senior Communications Manager at the Marijuana Policy Project, and I've been here for a number of years, very close to this issue.
Yes, and listeners to this podcast, of course, have been gotten used to hearing Mason Tvert, who was with MPP for a long time. He's moved on to a consulting firm there in Colorado. We wish him all the best. Now, Morgan, for today's program, this is a perfect time for us to talk about this because there has been so much happening on the federal level with regard to marijuana, and I figure let's just give you the mic and let folks know what's going on.
Well, I mean, just when you think that Congress isn't doing anything, both chambers were holding voting sessions on their respective appropriations committees at the very same time, and marijuana was coming up in both of those. Really, the best move news of the day comes from the Senate Appropriations Committee, where they were marking up the VA budget. And as you know, we have actually secured a win there for the VA bill that would allow doctors to recommend marijuana to their patients if they're under the VA system. Currently, doctors are not allowed to even talk about marijuana at all with their patients under the VA. And while that's definitely an improvement from the way things used to be, where if you talk to your doctor at all or you are a medical marijuana patient, you would get denied any of your VA benefits, this is what really needs to happen in terms of the next step of allowing doctors to that work under the VA system to be able to recommend medical marijuana in states that is legal. And that actually passed 24-7 earlier today. So should I talk about things in terms of Wednesday, since this is going to be, or Thursday rather, since this is going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, it passed earlier yesterday. I'll fix that in post. Go ahead and just re-say it.
Okay. So just yesterday, this was able to pass through the Senate with a vote of 24-7. Interestingly, 9 of the 16 Republicans joined all 15 Democrats to increase from last year's vote, which was only 20-10, and now it's 24-7. This is a really good sign that we might be able to get a lot of other things passed through the Senate when it comes to marijuana policy. But it also means that there is a very strong chance that in the near future, veterans are going to be able to get medical marijuana recommendations from their VA doctors instead of having to go to other doctors that might end up costing them more money.
You know, I also think another big part of that amendment is its language preventing the VA from retaliating against its patients for being a part of a medical marijuana program. I know in the past we've told stories of them being denied pain medication and other benefits. So that's good news as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's actually been the policy for a couple of years, but there are still outliers. But I've had personal friends that have told their VA doctors that they were involved in a medical marijuana program and that they were registered patients and had not only their pain medication cut, but were denied psychiatric services. They were denied rehabilitation services. It was basically just a cut and dry. If you are involved in medical marijuana, you cannot get any VA services. And a few years back, that started to change, and now that's the current policy. But now doctors cannot actually recommend medical marijuana or even talk to them about it at all without threat of losing their jobs. And hopefully, if this bill is able to pass the House now that it's passed the Senate, we will see a whole lot more veterans being able to have access to medicine that works best for them.
Now, the last time around, this one was 20-10 in the committee. It passed pretty well in the House, but then it was stripped out in a final process. What's the prognosis of getting through the House, and especially considering, you know, all the scandal and all the oxygen being sucked out of the room when it comes to moving anything through Congress these days? What's our prognosis?
I think the prognosis is very good. There's a lot of support in the House for this. I don't know the exact vote counts, but it looks good so far. And also, I think that the fact that a lot of people are distracted by this makes it for a good political environment where this is something that will obviously be politically supported by people across the spectrum. And, obviously, with all of the distractions going on politically, the administration isn't going to want to try to interfere with helping veterans.
Yeah, let's hope for the best on that. So yesterday was a fairly busy day. What else can we tell folks as far as progress on some of our marijuana-related issues?
Well, in the House, there was the possibility that an amendment being offered by David Joyce from Ohio in the Criminal Justice Appropriations Bill to add the Rohrabacher language that has been basically protecting medical marijuana businesses from federal attack for the last couple of years so that it would be able to be renewed. This amendment was not offered after an assurance from some people in the subcommittees that it would have to go through, that it would be offered on the floor and that it would be accepted as a friendly amendment. A lot of this stuff gets very procedural. So if this happened, then it would mean that the Rohrabacher amendment would be put through without having to take a full floor vote, and it would be included in the base appropriations bill. So if that happens, then it would mean that we would not need to have to fight for the Rohrabacher amendment every single year to stop the DOJ from being able to interfere with medical marijuana businesses. That is actually huge news that nobody in the media has been reporting, but that's assuming that that actually does happen.
Yeah, that would be amazing to not have to have that battle every year.
Absolutely. It would be enshrined in the base appropriations bill, so we wouldn't have to fight over amendments over it. We expected that that was going to happen, and and hopefully it actually runs through.
All right. So what else do we have on the docket there in the House and the Senate? I know there's a lot of issues we're still dealing with as far as taxation and banking and respecting state marijuana rights. Where are we making some progress?
Well, I mean, there's some spots that we're not making as much progress as we should, but we're still inching along. Late yesterday and potentially early this morning, there's going to be a lot of discussion about the financial services bill that would be focusing on banking amendments, but it is very likely that it will be withdrawn just as a matter of discussion. So it's not necessarily going to get a vote. One of the things that I'm kind of disappointed about, but that might turn out to be a good political move, we still have yet to see, is the Harris rider in D.C. As you know, possession and cultivation of marijuana is legal in D.C. for adults 21 and over, and but unfortunately, legal sales are not allowed outside of the medical program, and that is because Representative Andy Harris from Maryland has a rider on the D.C. appropriations bill that prevents the D.C. government from doing anything to regulate marijuana or regulate how it's used, which means that you can only consume it in a private residence. There's no way to have any sort of limited social consumption laws. There's no way for us to regulate it like alcohol or like any of the other states that have made marijuana legal. And until that rider is removed, basically D.C. is stuck in sort of a legal gray zone. Unfortunately, we were not able to push back against that rider during this session, and hopefully that will change in the very near future. But the bill did come up in the appropriations for D.C., and there just was not enough support from locals and from associated groups to try to cut this particular rider out.
Hmm. And Andy Harris, I was just reading about the congressman from Maryland in a piece in Rolling Stone about how, as anti-pot as he is, he's signed on with my congressman, Earl Blumenauer, to on a bill for research for medical cannabis. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was actually pretty surprised by that bill myself, and it really made me have to reexamine Andy Harris's position on the issue. I mean, I know that he's philosophically and ethically opposed to marijuana use, but he's also a doctor, and you have to take that into consideration a little bit. With doctors, of course, they always want to see more research, and I think that, you know, one possible interpretation of it is that he was tired of getting angry phone calls and decided to throw anti-prohibition as the bone with a research bill, which we've seen at state legislative level over and over again, particularly this year. But I think that he also might be at least willing to have a debate if he's educated a little bit, which is why I think it's really important for people to talk to their elected representatives and provide them with scientific evidence showing that not only that marijuana is a safe medicine, but that prohibition is an abject failure.
Yeah, that's interesting. I also wonder maybe if he's thinking with a little bit more research, we can find bad things, and that would bolster his position, perhaps.
I mean, all the research that was bent that way has already been done. I mean, for years and years, the only studies that would be approved by NIDA were ones that were specifically looking for harms.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. All right. Well, Morgan Fox from the Marijuana Policy Project, thanks for joining us here in the Marijuana Policy Insider. Before we let you go, let's make sure everyone knows they can go to MPP.org and find out more on what's going on the federal and the state level. They've got all sorts of menus right up there at the top of the website. And is there anything else we need to tell our listeners before we close up shop?
Well, everybody that wants to maintain safe access to medical cannabis needs to talk to their congresspeople right now and make sure that they support the Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment. Because without that, Jeff Sessions will have the legal right to go after any state legal businesses, patients, providers, anybody they want. The protections that were offered under the Cole Amendment over the last couple of years and that were present under the Obama administration, that's just policy. That's not law. The only thing that we're actually preventing the DOJ from going after the marijuana industry as well as marijuana patients is the Rohrabacher-Blumenauer Amendment. So please get on the phone with your local lawmakers and make sure that they know that they need to support this.
Absolutely. Find out more information at MPP.org. And Morgan, thanks for joining us again here on the Marijuana Agenda.
Thanks for having me.